Blog Talk Radio.
Like it.
Absolutely. So, before we get into things today, I always like to ask my guests to kind of introduce themselves and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee, which is, you know, obviously Music City. So music has always had a special place in my heart. And also, my mom and dad are both in the country music industry. And they actually met singing at the Grand Ole Opry, which is super, like, it's a super Nashville thing. Everyone thinks that's so funny when I tell them that. But, yeah, they met at the Grand Ole Opry, and they met by singing with each other and everything. And so they have both been in music since they were, you know, super young, and been in the industry just as long as I can even remember and everything. And so my parents both sing and songwrite and play instruments and everything. So I was just grown up in a household where music was part of our everyday life. And, you know, we had more guitars and keyboards and instruments that we even knew what to do with. I mean, we have, I can't even begin to tell you how many instruments we have just all in the house and everything. So, yeah, I was just raised on music, especially country music, and it's just always stuck with me and, you know, became so important to me and just such a great part of my life.
Awesome. So, so obviously, with both parents being in the industry, was there ever a question that you go into music yourself? Was that always the plan, or what?
Well, it's funny because when I was younger, I was like super into sports and not that into music. I mean, I enjoyed it and everything, but I pretty much just enjoyed listening to it. And I never really thought that I would actually be, like, performing out and singing and songwriting on, like, a weekly basis or anything. And I thought, you know, maybe, like, music is not for me just because, like, maybe that's just what I want to do because that's all I've ever known because of my parents and everything. But anytime I, like, would get away from music, I was always brought right back to it. And I just am so happy, and it's just such a passion of mine and everything. And so, you know, now I'm like, this is what I'm meant to do, and I just love it.
So being born and raised in Nashville, like you said, of course, I'm Tennessee born and raised myself. I live about 2.5 hours from Nashville. I go there pretty much every chance I possibly get. Matter of fact, I'll be there again in September and October. So, but the point I'm trying to make is being in Nashville and whether you're up on stage performing or in a writing room with hit songwriters, has there ever been a moment where you're just like, pinch me right now, this is not happening?
Well, I guess, like, I'd have to say maybe, like, in, what are you saying, like, where maybe I wasn't, you know, totally invested or where I didn't think it would work out? Is that what you're asking?
No, it's just like this thing of this is awesome. I mean, how is this my life right now? This is the coolest thing I've ever done, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry, didn't understand your question for a second. Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness. I mean, I feel like I have, you know, instances like that almost on a weekly basis. I mean, I'm writing every week, and I mean, when I'm in the room with such talented people and everything, and especially when, you know, you are just really, you become such good friends with all your co-writers because when you're in the room, it's almost kind of like a therapy session because you're, like, just, you know, talking about life and what's going on and, you know, just being able to be open and honest with your writers and write a song that you really relate to and everything. I mean, I think that just says something for itself, and that's just so cool for me. And, you know, towards the end of the write, when we have a completed song and we play it back and everything, it's just amazing. It's like the best feeling ever, especially when you get into the studio and you can really watch your song come to life and everything. And so I, especially when I went in the studio the last time to record my EP and everything, I mean, towards the end, I was like, wow, I cannot believe that I'm getting to, you know, record all my music and get it out there to the world and everything. So I say, yeah, I have those, you know, moments a lot.
I kind of had a pinch me moment last night, actually. I was co-hosting another show with a buddy of mine when we get a call. So I pick up the line, and it's one of the writers of Luke Combs' Hurricane.
Yeah.
I called it. I'm like, wait, what? You know?
Yes, that is so neat. That is awesome. I think that, you know, even with, like, how important and amazing all the artists are, I think that all the songwriters behind the song are just as important. And that, I think that is just so neat that you got to talk to them.
And I'll be honest with you, the songwriting community there in Nashville is to me the unsung heroes of the music business, I think.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, I feel like it's so easy to kind of overlook songwriters just because, you know, they're not the ones performing the songs necessarily all the time. And you don't really see, like, how a song gets brought to life or anything in the writer's room unless you're actually in there. So, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, and speaking again of the entire music of the entire music community there in Nashville, I feel like, and I understand there's a sharks in the business, people not necessarily for the right reasons, but I feel like probably 90% of the music community there in Nashville are genuinely good people.
Oh, yeah. I always say that the music industry is, we're almost like one big family. And especially with my parents, you know, being in the industry, and they have been in the industry for a long time, everyone knows everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go out and you see all these people, and they're, like, genuinely happy to see you and talk with you. And I totally mm-hmm. agree with you 100%. I mean, everyone is just such one big family, and it's just so neat and a great community to be a part of.
And everybody I've come in contact with in the music industry, myself included, have just been amazing and supportive of what we're doing on the show, everything that we're doing. I mean, it's just crazy sometimes.
Yeah, well, we're so supportive of you. We appreciate you, you know, bringing in artists, especially independent artists and everything, and giving us the chance to kind of talk and share our story as well. So thank you for doing that.
I promised myself I wouldn't do this, but I'm going to name drop for a second. I spoke with CMT's Katie Cook on this show. Katie is one of the most genuine people I believe I've ever met.
Aww. Yeah, I remember you telling me that the other day. I was just so happy for you. That's incredible.
It was literally a bucket list interview. I mean, I'm sitting there going, is this actually, is this happening right now, you know? But I wanted to talk a little bit about your EP, something about a song. I've got it. Of course I've got it. I wouldn't be a good radio host if I didn't have it. But this thing is incredible.
Thank you.
I talk about a little bit about recording the EP. I mean, the recording process and everything. Talk a little bit about that. What went into it?
Yeah. Well, so when I first got I knew right then that those were the perfect songs to put out there that really showcased who I was, not only as a person, but as a songwriter. And I just really felt that those showcased kind of what I was going through in my life. You know, all the way from falling in love and heartbreak, and even with my song 601, that was about a big move that I went through, and my childhood house was torn down, and it was just a very tough time for me. And so just being able to put that in a song, how I was feeling, and get that out there and everything, and, you know, allow people to be able to relate. I mean, you know, almost everyone can relate to love and heartbreak and even moving from a really special place and everything. But once I went to the studio, it was so neat being able to listen to the songs really come to life. I mean, you know, they're already special just acoustically, like on a guitar, but being able to add other instruments and harmonies and all that, just, you know, it's a fun experience. And Brent Rader produced it, and he is such a talented guy, and I was able to actually go in with him and sit down with him, and I was like, you know, I kind of hear this here, or I kind of hear this guitar lick here, and he just really let me come in and show him what I heard in my music. And so that was so, so special for me. It was, I'd probably say that the recording process is my favorite process of the whole thing.
See, this is what I love about talking to a creative people. I'm a creative person myself. I've played a guitar for the past 3 or 4 years, and I mean just hearing you talk about a guitar lick going here or something there, I love that. I'm such a music nerd in that aspect of it. I'm just like, I love that kind of stuff, you know.
Ashlyn, I wanted to ask you, if you are getting married this year, and actually, and after will you be performing any more shows in Nashville towards the end of the year?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm actually booking a bunch of shows for after the wedding. My wedding's September 8th, and I actually have a couple of shows like the week after I get back from the honeymoon and everything. And those will all be posted on my website, and I will keep my social media platforms all updated as well. But I know for sure that I will have several coming up, different rounds, all different places around town. Even the month before my wedding, I will be playing at the Gatlinburg Songwriters Festival, or the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival. Yeah, so if y'all are around.
Where is the festival?
It's in Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, so it's about like 4 hours from Nashville. But I'll be doing that next month. So, but all that to say, yeah, many shows coming up.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
You know, we actually don't know yet. That's like the last thing we have to figure out. We need to figure out that pronto.
Oh, well. Oh, I couldn't ask my follow-up question then, which was, are you sure you want to plan it so fast after the honeymoon? You made, but you didn't give me.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, I'll be ready to.
I noticed you said. I said that your wedding date is September the 8th. That's actually the day after my birthday.
No way.
Seriously.
Well, I'll have to remember to wish you a happy birthday then on the 7th.
I wanted to ask you this one thing. Being in the industry basically your entire life, and starting out in your own career, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you end up? What would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh man. Probably, I don't know if this is necessarily like about my career, but when I was younger, my parents wanted to put me in piano lessons, and I did not want anything to do with it. I was like, no, I will not be doing piano lessons. And I feel like if I did do piano lessons, I would have greatly benefited from it. I mean, I play guitar now, and ukulele and stuff, and can mess around on piano, but I feel like I probably would have been a better musician, and I could have, you know, been a stronger songwriter earlier on if I did go through his piano lessons when I was younger.
You think so?
That's awesome.
You can always develop the piano skills when you have more time, and then at your shows you can play guitar and like one song thing songwriter I know, Lauren Weintraub, who's spectacular. She plays song Suffragettes a lot. She plays both instruments, but she's also a terrific singer like you. So you always still can go ahead with that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I
wanted to ask too. Growing up in Nashville again, what are some of your favorite places to play around town?
Oh, that's another good question. I probably have to say, well, the Bluebird's definitely up there for sure, just because that is such an amazing place, and there's so much history there, and I love how people all over the world come there to hear these songs that we write and actually want to hear like the stories behind them and how they came about, and it's just such a neat venue, and it's a very intimate venue where you're able to interact with crowd, which I just love. And I'd also have to say probably the same about the Listening Room, where everyone comes for the music. Yeah. So those are
I've been here several times, and it's...
That's why they call it the Listening Room. That's why you can't really blend with the crowd that much. They're too busy listening to cheer.
Exactly. The Listening Room, the Row, and Wild Horse are three of my favorite places in town. I have to go pretty much every time I'm there.
Aww. That's great. Yeah, you'll definitely have to check out the Bluebird, though, as well, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I've never been to the Bluebird, surprisingly enough.
I've been there one time. I went to see Aaron Endelman and Tara Thompson perform earlier this year. I like the venue. It's small and intimate, and everyone can really enjoy the music together and still be a bit rowdy, too. So I would love to see you perform at the Bluebird.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just played there in April, actually on my birthday. So that was super special.
When is your birthday in April?
Yeah, my birthday's April 18th.
My mother's birthday is in April 2nd, and my brother's is the 28th, so you're right in between.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
It's still a nice pattern.
Last question I've got for you, and I'm going to make you think on this one again. See, I like to ask questions that make people think. You know, that's just the way I'm kind of wired. But when everything is said and done with your music career, what impact or a legacy would you like to have on the industry?
I would. Sorry, did I cut you off?
No, you're good.
Okay. I would love to be a positive role model, a really big part for younger kids and everything. And I would just love to be able to, you know, be a wonderful role model and be very approachable for everyone. I just love meeting new people and everything, and just being encouraging. And I want to send out a positive message, especially to young listeners, just because I want to be a role model, and I want to take that seriously and everything. So, and I would just love to make a difference through the power of music.
Well, I think you're already making a difference, Ashlyn, and you're going to continue to keep making a difference as your singing career progresses.
I think so.
Well, thank y'all so much. I appreciate it.
You know, I've only said this to one other a guest that we've had on. In 4 years of doing this, I've only said this to one other guest. Are you, my friend, are a star. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, thank you. That really does mean a lot.
And I will tell you this. If there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Oh, well, that means so much.
Because I feel like...
Yeah. I have one last question, Cody.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
All I wanted to ask is there anything that you wanted to discuss or bring up that you hasn't been discussed before, Ashley?
Y'all hit a bunch of wonderful points. I guess just where people can find my music and keep up with me and everything, and that would just be on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play, Amazon Music, and then my spelling of my name is a little confusing at times, so that's just Ashlyn, which is A-S-H-L-Y-N, and then Grace, G-R-A-Y-T-E.
That threw me off.
Yeah, I know. It's a little tricky. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. I know you didn't mean it. I'm just kidding.
Hey, thank you for doing this. This has been so much fun for us.
Well, thank you for having me. I had a blast.
Yes.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, because I got into the country industry with the show because there's nothing in this world that makes me happier than seeing good people succeed. And if I can be a small part of that success, however small it is, I've more than done my job, I feel like.
Oh, well, you are the sweetest. Thank you for being so supportive for all of us musicians, singers, songwriters. That just means the world.
You know, you guys absolutely bust your tails for what you do. And I didn't realize that. I never realized exactly how hard the music industry actually was.
Yeah.
Until I got into it. See, when I was growing up, my idea of quote-unquote making it was you put out a record, get signed, put out a song, boom, instant millionaire. Yeah, that's not how it works at all.
Nope, not at all.
It's not how it works at all. And I have just a ton of respect for you and anybody out there that's trying to make it in music, and it's absolutely killing it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, 30 minutes has kind of just flown by, hasn't it?
It sure has, yeah.
The flow right into the Opry.
Sorry, what?
A great way for you to end the afternoon to go right into seeing the Opry tonight.
Oh yes, it was a great day. Let's spend it with y'all
and
I'll see the Opry.
Yes, you'll have a terrific time. I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But have fun at the Opry, and you're absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime you want to come back home.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. I'll definitely have to do that.
Absolutely. So I think I'm gonna I'll let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Awesome. Sounds great. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your night.
Yeah, have a wonderful time tonight, Ashlyn.
Thank you so
you later,
much. Yeah, awesome. Sounds great.
Bye.
I know.
Dude, that was so much fun.
Yes, she was.
That girl is just adorable. That's all I'm going to say. She's just absolutely adorable.
Yeah, she is a sweetheart.
Our first show of the week is done. Tomorrow we have at 5:30 Central, we've got Dallas Remington, don't we?
Yes, we do. She has her song out, Never Turned Around, which is number 78 in Music World charts. She's getting a lot of publicity, doing a lot of radio tours.
I mean,
it'll be a great interview tomorrow.
It's fun. Have you seen, speaking of people killing the game, have you seen NGL's acoustic version of Criminal that Taste of Country tweeted about?
No, she has a different version of Criminal.
Dude, it's on my Twitter. I retweeted it. Go check this stuff out. It is mind-blowing.
Really? Oh, that's right. You're talking about Steel Ivory, I think, right?
No. LNGL did a acoustic version of Criminal for Taste of Country, and I retweeted it, and I just go check it out. It is amazing.
No, I got to get checked that out. I can get a check to see it.
It is incredible. I think I'm gonna let you go too, and I'm gonna wrap things up here, okay, buddy?
All right. Have a good night, Cody. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Ashlyn Grace, who is such a total sweetheart. I mean, Ashlyn is. And like Craig said, tomorrow at 5:30 Central, we have the lovely Adele Sherrington, who just happens to be a very, very dear friend of mine. Coming back for the first time since, I think, sometime last year. So it'll be fun to catch up with Dallas. I think I'm going to end the episode right there. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.